The ancient Greeks had a word for someone who was solitary and isolated. Idios, suggesting that one who didn't participate in community life, who tried to make it on their own, who didn't contribute to the common good, was an idiot. Likewise, for St. Paul, there is no such thing as a private Christian. From the beginning, he says, God arranged the members of the body as a community, equal disciples of equal purpose and equal dignity. No one is more baptized or less baptized than another. Every member is vital. No one can dare say to another, I don't need you. In his inaugural address, Jesus quotes the most far-reaching social justice statement in the Hebrew Scriptures. He proclaims Isaiah's announcement of the Jubilee year in every 50-year event. The Jubilee year was the time to reboot, to restore balance and set things right. Households recovered absent members. Land was returned to its former owners. Slaves were freed and debts forgiven. In a homily sure to provoke, meant to provoke, Jesus announces that from now on, Jubilee is going to be the standard. Because he says so. Jesus' Jubilee agenda. I love that. Jesus' Jubilee agenda. It took me about 10 minutes to get that right. But Jesus' Jubilee agenda is the church's agenda. It doesn't work unless we do it his way, as a body, in and with company, and with those we have until now been distanced. In our ministry, our worship, our common life as a Catholic community, we must ask not only how we can impact others, but how we can include others. It's a bold vision. A solidarity of peoplehood that has never yet been experienced in the history of the world. A daunting mission made less so when we don't go it alone, like idiots.